out. The clouds are coming.
Oh no.
Come to Brazil!
Come to Brazil! Come to Brazil. Get on your feet and jump in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
We're off on the countdown. Let's start the show!
Well, Nicole.
Yeah, Alex.
This is the first time we have seen each other
in
person.
In God knows how long.
People in a room.
4 score and 7 years ago. And Abraham Lincoln is all of the people.
Yeah, he's here too, actually.
Abraham Lincoln!
Abraham, how are you?
Abraham, honest Abe. How are you doing? Nobody's listening. We are outside. We are on my roof. We are recording video. We are 6 feet apart. Our names are not Alice. We're wearing masks. This is, how does it get much better
but
than
I'm
this?
But I'm still looking for Wonderland. Is that the lyric?
I actually don't know. Should we take but a I'm, listen to it?
Yeah, I think so.
And then
so.
After we're going to listen to the new Charlie Puth song.
And then we're going to, well, okay, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I'll keep looking.
There we go. Okay, so it is Alice. All right. Okay. I am sweating.
I know,
in this mask.
It's toasty. But
do you think people can hear us under the mask? Should I put the mic in the mask? Hi, everyone.
Oh, wow. Much clearer audio.
Hi, everyone. Hi.
You go under and it sounds like this.
Hello. This is very comfortable.
It looks comfortable.
Thank you. You got the mic under my mask. You got the mic. Megan Trainor came out as gay today.
Megan,
clap if you care.
Oh.
Huh?
No.
It is about. It could rain at any second.
Okay.
God, I feel. Ooh.
God, I feel.
We are obsessed with the end as the album of the year. Basically, yeah, our mental health at an all-time high. Now we're together. It literally could rain any second now.
We just got to keep going.
Okay, I'm really scared.
We'll shelter in place.
Okay. Oh, I think someone's watching us from that building. Hi! Oh, my God, it's Carly.
Do you like holes? Like holes?
Hey! Can we call a friend? Can we call a hole? And we're calling in from a hole. Oh, my God, the sun. Oh, my God. Okay,
okay.
We got to get...
It's sunny. It's rainy.
Let's get into it.
The end. The end in three... This is the Black Eyed Peas album. 3 words to describe the end.
The energy never dies.
Okay, perfect.
I just think that it's a perfect album. And I want to play the one song that I really enjoy. It's that ending that I sent you the other day where it's kind of just like...
Oh, right, right. It's Fergie.
Is it Party All the Time?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is like, I think a very encapsulates like the ethos end. Of...
So tips.
Here we go.
So tips. Yeah, I said it. I'm so tips.
How is that in an album?
Yeah, I said it.
She said it.
The clouds are coming closer and closer. We have
but
to get
it's
through
sunnier.
This. Okay, we have to get through.
Wait,
this
makes me actually want to bring up the part of
what?
The other Black
Eyed Peas
song.
We have to get through
song.
This document. And it's right, I heard that lame
Like, I'm sorry, Miss Fergie.
Is Fergie
Miss
hiding?
Miss Ferguson.
Miss Ferguson?
Miss Fergie Ferg.
Honestly, a very talented singer. This is Alex's favorite song. It's about Pangea, his favorite continent.
Jealousy.
Face ID does not work when you're wearing a mask. Awesome. Love it. Great. Thanks.
Okay, check. Next stop, Bachelorette.
Bachelorette.
Nicole.
They are resuming production with a quarantine cast and crew, and we are also doing the same with Brittany. She's off. She's off. She's out on a different roof over there.
Hey.
Hey, Brittany. But she'll...
No, not yet. Not yet.
She'll come. Yeah. She'll come by. She'll come by later. Okay, next topic. Alicia Carr.
Oh,
Destiny's,
my God.
Okay, this is Alex.
This is all
Alex.
Me, baby.
I gotta make sure the clouds aren't coming. I'll be on cloud watch.
Okay, Nicole's climbing to the clouds right now.
I'm watching. I'm looking at the clouds.
This came up as a recommended.
Very. Should I film what I'm looking at over here for an insert?
It's a little ominous, but let's get a second camera.
Yeah, it's like fucking.
I'll do a little cameo.
Okay, get out of my camera.
great, thank you.
Oh my god, yeah, that's. I'm like looking at the rain. I like see. Oh shit.
Well.
Okay, talk about Alicia Cara.
Okay, so this came up as a recommended video on my YouTube, and she did this this medley. Say my name, say my name, if no one... with some backup singers, and she sounds so good.
I installed some new chairs, by the way. I don't know if people see this. After all of the darkness and sad. Oh, good for her. Madness, soon comes happiness. If I surround myself with positive things, I'll gain prosperity.
Me falling
that.
Off the roof. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Oh. That's when the rain starts. That's what's going to be.
Good morning, Podheads. The rain is about to begin. We're sitting on the roof right now with a bunch of electrical equipment.
And it's thunderstorms. So. I want to rock right now.
BET Awards were this weekend.
Yes.
Lots happen. Megan Thee, congratulations.
Mad the Max style performance.
Megan Thee Max.
Megan Thee Max. Megan the Trainer. Yeah, loved it.
I believe that harmonies are colors.
And I believe. Was that just thunder? No, it was a motorcycle. Oh my God. We have to hold the mics up to get the thunder ambiance.
It was also a siren.
I don't know. Outside ambiance, baby.
Welcome to New York.
It's been waiting for
you. I mean, Malibu.
I mean, yeah, we're in Malibu right now on my, this is the roof of our studio.
Yeah. So Megan Thee Stallion won Best Female Hip Hop Artist, beating Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj, fresh off her two number one collabs. Yes. And
gotta specify.
You want to. Yeah, well, yeah, Alex is a big stickler for collab versus single ambitions. Charlie Puth had one song that came out by himself, and I love it.
No collab there.
Yeah, just Charlie being
just
sexy.
Me and Charlie.
Just me and Charlie in the bedroom being sexy, collabing together.
Whoa.
He said, I'm going to record a song
clap
right now.
Clap if you care.
Okay, listen up. This is the best song ever written.
I mean, go to the part where it's like
the pause.
It builds up, you know, the part where it meets a Charlie Puth.
Charlie, we're waiting.
Also,
Charlie,
oh, wait.
We're waiting
for Charlie.
Charlie, we're waiting
for Charlie.
We're waiting. Check out the
also,
video.
We forgot to acknowledge that
YouTube
Nicole and I are both wearing the same Chromatica t-shirt. This was planned. This was not an accident.
I forgot to say that. We are wearing matching clothes, matching masks.
Matching clothes, matching holes.
Matching Alice.
Also wanted
both
to touch.
Both of our names are not Alice.
Touch, but we're still looking for Wonderland. Touch on this Alicia Keys performance.
I would like to touch on Alicia Keys
from the beat
as well
from the BET Awards.
Alex, this is one your of the, foot is getting
oh,
like
I'm sorry.
5 feet away. Can we keep it?
This is one of the most beautiful live performances I've ever
you
seen.
Say this every week you have a new little live performance. We're stuck kissing in, baby, don't you close your eyes. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Alicia.
Oh my god, I love that.
Have
She's
my money.
She's so talented. Alicia, we're waiting.
She is a talented singer.
Alicia, I'm waiting.
Alicia, for Alicia. Hold for Alicia. Hold for Alicia.
Hold for Alicia? No, hold for Alicia.
That's my opinion!
Hi, can you hold? I have Alicia's hole in the line.
Hi, table for three. It's actually for Alicia Keys. When the moon
hits your eye. I would love to eat some pancetta
there's no
with Alicia
indoor
Keys.
Dining. Because of... Okay. Well.
Huh? What? I hate that
stupid old pickup truck. All my friends at the LGBTQ community
warned us not to record outside when it's about to rain in a thunderstorm.
Well,
but
what can you do?
What can you do? Let's keep it moving. All right, what else is happening? Beyonce!
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Okay, so
there's some pigeons that heard Beyonce. They said. They said, I mean, some Malibu eagles came over.
Oh, the sea lion. Sea lion.
That's some Malibu sea lions.
I can hear you.
Oh my God.
We just played the same sound effect at the same time.
I'm so glad you have sound effects back. That's what I'm. I can't believe we forgot to mention that we're wearing the exact same shirt up until.
Yeah, later. There's also some drama with the Chromatica merch, which
because
people are
this was
out.
Supposed to be pink.
They don't look like how they did
can
on
we get
the
a
website.
Zoom in? They don't look any. This is supposed to be. This is orange.
Hold it for a zoom. And release. Okay.
This shirt was supposed to be a soft, like a teal,
like a mossy
a
sea green.
Foam.
A Malibu blue.
A Malibu. And this was supposed to be pink, but it's green and orange. So whatever.
Yeah. So Gaga.
Hey, I would still do anything for her, but you know, I mean, maybe it's whatever. Beyonce. Disney Plus.
So I was wrong. It's obviously not a new album. This is a visual for the Lion King album that came out last year, which then makes sense why it's. Yeah. I'll see you later. I know. Okay, fine. These sirens are here to take Nicole away. She's deceased. I know. I'm sorry. But what I can offer you is this.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm really such a lady. Oh, shit. Your butt is up there.
Pika. Well, there's also...
Pika, pika.
No?
Oh, my God. It.
Simba?
I mean, I'm going to watch it because I love
really
her.
Is that really you? Is that really you?
Simba?
Simba?
Is that really you?
So that happened. So yeah, she made a visual album for this album. It's coming on Disney Plus at the end of the month. Mm-hmm.
Check it out.
Every stream, we get money for it. Beyonce gets $1. We get $4.
What?
If you need some money!
Then please stream Disney Plus The Lion King. All right, what's next?
Me when it starts raining and I'm outside with electric equipment. I want your stupid
love. Woo! Honestly, that'd be very comfortable, Brazil vibes.
Getting electrocuted on mic.
I do not.
You're the one that I've been waiting for.
Rina Sawayama.
Yes.
We have a Lady Gaga cover on the grind.
Yes. I want your
Our girl Rina covered Dance in the Dark by Lady Gaga for a Spotify single.
Uh-huh. Are you going to pull up? Am I going to pull it up?
I'm pulling it up right now, baby.
Okay, baby.
She slayed the competition.
Oh, I love the beginning of this. Man, this is sexy.
Recorded at home, safely.
Just like us. On a roof.
Yeah, she... Hey, Rina. She lives next door to us at Malibu.
Ooh! Does she play a lot of instruments?
I don't know.
Do you know if she does that or if someone else does it?
I hope... that'd be cool if she, like, played guitar or something.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
I'll text her.
Okay.
I saw a tweet by someone that said... They want to speak into existence that Rina Sawayama will open for Gaga on Chromatica Ball.
Oh, yeah, Chromatica delayed.
Chromatica Ball delayed.
What are we going to do?
Podheads, how do you feel about it? Because, you know.
Podcast, sound off in the comments. I mean.
This is CNN Breaking News.
Good morning, Podheads. My name is Chrissy Carlson Romano, and I'm reporting for CNN. And we got news today, just hearing now in my earpiece, that the Chromatica Ball has been postponed to 2021, and we will see you all there soon. Thank you so much. And to the gays, I have to say, I'm sorry.
Whoa, good timing. That was a
big boob.
That was a big boob energy
big
right there.
Boob alert on the edit.
Wait, give me the news alert.
Oh, you want the news alert?
Yeah.
This is CNN Breaking News.
I'm coming to you live from the Big Boob Convention where Nicole Boyce is about to walk out on stage.
Hi, everyone!
She's here to show off her big boobs. Nicole, can I ask you, what is your take on...
Should I take my shirt off?
Take your shirt. Okay.
Woo! Big boobs.
Thank you. All right, guys.
Wow.
I'll be signing autographs at table 5 at 3 p.m.
Back to Alex and Nicole in the studio.
Hi.
Hi. Whoa. Well, thank you so
what
much.
What the hell just happened? Oh my God, I have an extra mask in my pocket. This is for the viewer.
No, that's a G string.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'll put that back in my pocket.
So Nikki, yeah, that Boxy would be that out. Would be dope if Rena opened for Chromatica Ball.
That would
Ball.
Make up for it being postponed.
But at that point, I'll be like 37.
I'll have 2 kids, family living in Arkansas.
You already have 3 kids and you do live in Arkansas. This is remote. This is not real. You're a hologram.
My impression of a hologram.
Can we do it again? You just farting or what is happening?
I don't know what's happening.
I'm what? My little
Nikki Blonsky is standing over there watching us the entire time.
Nikki Blonsky?
Yeah.
Oh, for a second, I thought you meant someone really was watching us.
Nikki Blonsky.
I was about to go, hey!
Nikki Blonsky. Nikki, mind your business!
Nikki Blonsky's gay now, or always has been, so... how's that work again? Are you born gay or do you change?
Oh, I just saw lightning.
Yeah,
we gotta go.
Oh God, Nikki's coming. Oh God. Oh my God, it's so dark. The sky is so dark. Good morning, Baltimore.
I'm kind of scared.
We'll just get through this quickly. Jenna Marbles, Jenna Marbles, I will say.
I heard thunder.
She's quitting YouTube, but she did it in a very respectful way where she not only she self-quit and brought up some of the things that she's done in the past that have been problematic, and she just removed herself. She addressed the issue head on. She didn't like wait to be canceled by anyone. So to that, Jenna, we say,
woke up today feeling the way I always did.
Oh my God, it's literally going to downpour
like,
soon.
We have to go. We have to, what are you standing? Or should we
wait, we have to
downstairs?
We have to do the theories first.
Oh my God. Maybe we should do that downstairs.
I mean, it's not raining yet.
I'm like scared about the lightning.
We're not going to get struck by lightning. Just kidding, everybody.
It's so dark.
It's weird that it's like very clear right past there. You know what? Fuck it. We'll be fine. We have a theories request by Cam on Twitter for 2 theories. Swift Gron and Larry.
I can't stop thinking about the lightning.
Did you see lightning?
I saw lightning happen.
Okay, we talked to the Weather Channel. They said that we're going to risk it. We went to the
LGBTQ community. That work at the Weather Channel just said that we're good. We're actually good.
They approved the production right now.
Good morning,
America. To Brazil. This is the Weather Channel, and we're announcing... Ooh, it got windy.
Look out, boys!
Okay.
Woo!
So, whoa! Hurricane! Hurricane Chris.
More like Hurricane
Country
Tortilla.
Boy. I love you.
Hurricane Tortilla.
The theories. Swift Gron.
Yeah.
And Larry.
Yeah.
Have you thought about those at all?
Larry is something that I think is very funny, particularly because it was brought to prominence, brought to the mainstream media's attention by none other than Zendaya and HBO's critically acclaimed hit Euphoria. When she was looking, she discovered she was looking at Larry theories. But that is between Harry and Louis? Is it Harry and Louis of One Direction? There's a lot of homoeroticism in One Direction.
It's Louis and Harry, yeah. For a second, I thought it was Liam and Harry, but
But there's a lot of evidence. I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, everyone's a little bit, you know, bisexual and, you know, likes to, you know, do a little.
Oh, do you think Trump's bisexual?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Have you hooked up with him?
No. Also, that would make him straight. It was only once. Stop asking.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Wait.
So there's a lot of like videos just of them like touching and
you and Trump.
No. Larry.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's so windy. We have to go. We have to go.
We're
banning stuff. The clouds are too heavy.
Oh my god, look, wait.
Is it raining?
Oh my god, look.
Oh my god, all right, pack up. That was a lot.
Okay. We just... Pouring rain, mostly on this area of my body.
Yeah, well, how'd that happen?
I don't know. Kind of crazy.
No, that's the spit up.
Oh, I forgot that I nervous peaked when it started raining.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're back. We're in the... We're at the indoor studio. We abandoned our equipment upstairs. and this is our indoor equipment. Thank God we had this prepped up and running and ready to go. The rain...
Wow, that
torrential downpour happening outside. Really a lot to take in.
Do you think that, like, I don't know, Carly had anything to do with that? Did she...
I forgot that she's up there still.
Yeah, wait, we closed the door. What do you think she's doing?
I locked it. She doesn't know the pin.
The pin. It's a pin door. Fingerprint scan, but we changed her fingerprints. I forgot. Yeah. We burned them all off.
Yeah, yeah. At the beginning of COVID, we immediately removed our fingerprints and got new ones just for safety. That's what Fauci told us to do. He said, remove your fingerprints.
That's the number one way you can catch COVID is fingerprint.
Yeah. So we're inside. Where were we? Nikki Blonsky.
Theories. We were on our theories.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. I do want to. And this was requested by someone?
This was requested by Cam on.
Okay. Love that. Hi, Cam. What's up? How you doing?
Hi, Cam.
Hope you enjoy.
Megan Trainor.
No, Cam. Oh, no, it's Cam.
Megan the Cam?
Megan Trainor.
Megan. Megan. All right. So here we are inside. We're okay. Thank you for all your questions and concerns and your letters that got to us in between. Oh my God.
Oh, sorry. That
is kind of like where we ended. That was like the rain started when you started playing Good Morning Baltimore. So that might be a sign.
So maybe if I play it again, the rain will stop.
Okay, do it. Hungry for something that no, it didn't do that.
Oh, it got harder. Okay, great.
Okay. So these theories, the Larry theories. I think that boy bands, you know, in general are pretty homoerotic, you know? So, and the fans of boy bands are enjoy that homoeroticism.
Yeah.
Over throughout history, I mean, going back to the Romans.
So I found
Roman boy bands.
Who's your favorite Roman boy band?
Caesar and the Jets.
So I found a Tumblr page that was, it's called Larry Evidence.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of clips of them on shows where they talk about like being single.
Yes.
I'll play this clip for instance.
Yes.
You're all single, aren't you?
So he's so definitely dating Louis based on that.
What the fuck was that? What does that mean? What is that? Do we mention we're wearing the same shirt?
Yeah, but Nicole's got stuff all over it.
It's rain, authentic rain.
And then Swiftgron. Have you heard of that before?
Yes, I have.
I found another website called KaylorEvidence.com.
Kaylor Evidence is one of my favorite websites.
This is your homepage.
I've bet on this actually like a lot.
This is a Swiftgron master post that is a timeline that shows the songs off of Red in 1989 that are about Diana.
Yes.
Let's get to the good stuff.
Diana is the one that a lot of people think that Taylor dated her. Like, I don't know. She's like the main, like before Kaylor, there is Diana and Taylor.
Right.
Yeah.
And
canon.
Do you still think that from Reputation, Oh wait. Is it Cornelia Street? The one about the jacket where people think that's
the gray cardigan or something like that. And there was a picture of, people saw that there was a picture of I sound insane. There was a picture of Carly Kloss in a gray cardigan. So everyone's like,
That's the reason. The cardigan.
That's what we're going off of.
Like,
there's a picture of her wearing a cardigan, like, sometime in this summer that Taylor Swift wrote Cornelia Street. And so that's proof.
Confirmed.
I rest my fucking case, bitch.
So, right now, I'm at...
Me in front of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I rest my fucking case, bitch.
She's like, okay. If you need...
This is Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, she's...
All my friends at the LGBTQ community...
That are also on the Supreme Court told me that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is gay.
I'm really scrolling through a lot of evidence right now, but it's mostly just them being at the same places. Taylor tweets about Glee. So I have an inside source at Glee who was all watch tonight. We're doing your song. I hope the source was right. Smiley face. Her inside source is Diana Agron. This is pussy. Oh my God.
So they're just really good friends.
So the songs... Cam, are we doing you justice right now? The songs that are about Diana that are off of Red mm-hmm. are Everything Has Changed. Mm-hmm. In one of the first releases of Red, Taylor's secret message mm-hmm. for EHC mm-hmm. was Hyannisport. But mm-hmm. that's not how she spelled it. Mm-hmm. It was Hyannisport, mm-hmm. Diana instead.
Well,
holy ground.
I mean, they're fucking, that's it. That's all you need.
22.
Okay. 22, interesting.
I come back,
be can you imagine if someone wrote 22 about you?
I don't know about you, but...
I feel 22.
Other songs that fit Diana in general, Begin Again and Treacherous.
Because Diana, her character is treacherous in Glee. Okay, let's listen. This place is too crowded. Okay.
The Glee cast is there.
Oh, the popular
kids. Oh my God, Lea Michele.
Yeah.
Okay.
We ditch the whole
scene. Oh.
The scene, the Glee scene. Diana Agron famously
dreaming
doesn't sleep.
Of, yeah, doesn't sleep. She's a notorious sleeper.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Okay, miserable and magical. Yeah.
And wait, actually, can you pause it real quick? Because Diana Agron has 22 holes.
That's more than I have.
I forgot.
We all know I only have a baker's dozen. All right. Okay, so what's up? What else? So any other theories that we're going off of? This fucking IKEA thing keeps coming up. That's not what I'm looking
this,
at.
This thread also thinks that I Wish You Would was about Diana. Mm-hmm. Says Taylor's last public interaction with Diana was at the Fun concert in September mm-hmm. of 2013. Mm-hmm. And I Wish You Would was written in October 2013. Mm-hmm. The song was assumed to be about Harry since it references an ex driving past her house. Mm-hmm. However, mm-hmm. Diana bought a house in LA near Taylor's in July 2013. Mm-hmm. So she's got stalker vibes too.
There's a lot of them hanging out together. There's the classic Taylor Swift bought lingerie 5 days before Diana's birthday. I mean, this is...
I mean, I did that before your birthday, but...
Well, we are dating. There's, you know, a lot of tweets, a lot of early tweet evidence about them being very close. And, you know, the cats, you know, hanging out with their cats. I mean, this it's
which cats? Am I right?
A lot of them going to the same hotel. Maybe
which not. Hotel? Am I right?
Probably the Bowery, bitch. You ever heard
which
of
Bowery? Am I
oh
right?
God.
Okay.
Okay. Oh my God.
So yeah, I mean, basically confirmed. Taylor Swift dated both Karlie Kloss and Diana Agron, and that's confirmed.
Yes, Miss King Kong.
I love these theories, though. These are some of my favorite things. In general, I do love these theories. These are like the best things to go through.
Yeah, I think this theory rundown got a little jilted by the rain. But
yes, I think at this moment, I guess I'm concerned about Karlie up in the rain on the
she
roof.
She is still up there.
She's kind of she's in our thoughts. And we won't go get her, but she's in our thoughts.
Yeah, we just hope that however she is up there is good for her.
Mm-hmm. But we won't
help. But we're not going to let her in.
Yeah.
At all.
No. She's also up there with all the electrical equipment. And I see lightning.
Yeah.
And she's so tall.
I wonder, she's kind of like a rod.
She's a fucking lightning rod if I've ever seen one in my life.
Okay, well, we'll just have to keep an eye out for Selena. Nicole, what is your standing ovation this week?
I'm standing the critically acclaimed and soon to be Emmy winning show Floor is Lava on Netflix.
What is that about?
It's a competition show where the floor is lava and they have to get from one side to the other.
Huh? What?
Is it like Wipeout? Like
kind of, but like worse.
Huh. Nobody's listening to me.
I've watched two episodes because it's really bad, but I'm standing it because I enjoy it. But it's hard to watch all at once, but I enjoy it. But yes. It's bad.
Yeah.
Stay with me.
Okay.
It's bad.
So it's bad.
But it is, it feels like it's a show that's like within like a 30 Rock episode where they're like, yeah, we're pitching this new show called Floor is Lava and it's supposed to be stupid. And the audience is stupid for watching it.
That's a good way to put it. Like but a like, fake 30 Rock show.
It feels like a fake show, but it's real. And I'm watching it, and it's bad. I'm and also watching Survivor from the beginning.
But look at you, little reality queen.
I'm kind of interested in like... Man of flag, yeah! She's so talented vocally that even the 34th song in her song, she's still singing better than most girls out there.
That voice still sounds better than most girls out here. Clap if you care.
I mean, we care because...
So, I guess I'm saying Survivor. Not
okay,
Florence
so you're
Lava.
Just changing it completely.
I'm changing it. And I'm going off the rails into the unknown. That was a good note that I just
had. I mean, I support... That's Survivor, right?
Yes. No further questions. They should make that the theme song of Survivor.
Oh, that was the part of the Alessia Cara thing.
What?
Oh, whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Is that getting electrocuted?
Oh. That's Carly up on the roof.
Whoa.
Up on the roof with a bottle of a...
Yes, Miss King Kong.
What was that? Oh, no. And everyone, Nikki Blonsky coming in from the roof. Nikki, have a seat. Nikki.
Nikki,
the crowd loves
Nikki,
you.
Nikki, what are you thinking about?
Nikki, thanks for coming on the
Nikki,
Tonight Show.
What
with,
are your thoughts right now?
David Letterman. What do you have to say for yourself?
Where did this band come from? Nikki, how are you making this? Nikki?
Is this the Roots playing this?
Wait.
My name's Jimmy Fallon. Oh.
Where you got knocked out earlier. Don't you hear them chime? I don't actually.
Nikki, I think we're going to have to cut this interview.
Really quick.
Talk to you later. Nikki Blonsky, everyone. Thank you.
While we're on this topic, I just need to acknowledge.
The topic of what? Nikki Blonsky?
Of Hairspray.
Oh my God.
I just need to acknowledge 10 seconds of this one song by Queen Latifah that effectively changed my life. What can't Queen Latifah do?
I haven't found any.
Boom.
Alex is doing a bunch of little sounds going on. I don't know what's good. I don't know what to do with it. What are you standing this week, Alex?
I am standing a song from Haim's new album, Women in Music Part 3.
I forgot that they have an album out.
An album out?
10K.
Yes, album out. I really like it. Everyone is talking about 3 a.m. as the like catchy good new one.
Uh-huh, but you're different than the other girls.
But I'm different from the other girls.
Okay.
There could be 100 people in a room,
mm-hmm.
and 99 of them like 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the song called Up From a Dream.
Okay. Okay, so this is just people breathing. I was dreaming again. Oh. Oh.
I'll get to the chorus. Dishes from the sink and you were changed in the blink of an eye.
Ooh, that's tight. Ooh, I like that. Oh. Ooh, that's tight. I like that.
Very spacey.
Yeah, totally. Space vibes. Also, I'm glad that you don't like that 3 a.m. song on the high amount, or it's not your favorite song, because there's only one 3 a.m. that I acknowledge.
I mean, that... I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know I would die for Rob Thomas. In
this
any capacity.
Rob Thomas.
This is a Rob Thomas situation.
Rob. All right, should we wrap this up? I've got to go change out of this shirt.
Yeah, and
we have to go put on our identical matching shirts.
Our pajama clothes. That's Carly on the roof. She's having fun up there. She made a slip and slide. Podheads. It has been 2 months of socially distanced episode. 3 months.
Three
I mean,
months.
Really, it's been since end of March.
Since we started social, like 100 days.
It's been 100 years.
There could be 100 days of a podcast.
And 99 of them are socially distanced.
But there'll be one episode that you record on the roof and it begins to rain. And that's the podcast episode that makes you believe.
In not just us.
But that harmony.
But also... But what?
But that harmonies are colors?
I believe that harmonies are colors.
But also, on top of that, you also believe... Folks, tonight, It's gonna be a good night.
I just believe that I got a feeling. And Nicole,
I believe that you got a feeling.
This feeling's for you.
I believe that.
I believe that.
How'd that part go? You know that part in the beginning?
Whoa.
I got a feeling.
Ooh.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a
when does that part begin?
That tonight's gonna be a good, good
right here.
Night.
Oh. That is.
What is that?
Wait, it definitely does do it. Ooh.
Potheads, we're back. We're back together. Okay. What the hell?
Where's the part where it's like, music up, music loud.
I got my money.
Let's spin it up. Let's spin it up. Go out and smash
it.
Jump out that sofa? Why are you in the sofa?
Mazel tov. L'chaim. Wait, I didn't realize they would go back. Wait, l'chaim.
They're shouting out Haim.
Oh, okay, here we go.
You didn't know that part?
L'chaim. Put it together, they were like, L'chaim. Let's burn the roof. Ooh, that's the part I was trying to do.
She just got really cold. Okay, here's where it turns out. Potheads, have a great weekend. Sign off the principal.
Here we go. We gotta sign off the principal. What does that mean?
I don't know why I said have a good weekend. Like I'm a principal of a school.
We are the principals of Malibu University.
True. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Wait. Why is it Saturday twice?
If you guys like this podcast, then like, subscribe, and share.